scale. The same thing happens to this day, though on a smaller scale. Wherever a sediment-laden river or stream emerges from a mountain valley onto relatively flat land, dropping it slowly as the current slows, the water usually spreads out fanwise, depositing the sediment in the form of a smooth, fan-shaped slope. Root. They spend more energy on their leaves, trunks and roots than on their acorns. Practice. Besides overhunting, at least three other kinds of effects have been suggested. Direct competition, imbalances between competing species of game animals, and early agricultural practices. Philadelphia, hydrogen. In the long run, electricity from large wind farms in remote areas might be used to make hydrogen gas from water during periods when there is less than peak demand for electricity. Dramatic drama. Several other mass extinctions in the geological record have been tentatively identified with large impacts, but none is so dramatic as the Cretaceous event. Display. The four also displayed familiar facial expressions when asked how they would respond if they were the characters in stories that called for basic emotional responses. Climax. Ecologists are especially interested to know what factors contribute to the resilience of communities, because climax communities all over the world are being severely damaged or destroyed by human activities. Character. It should be noted, however, that the pure opportunist or pure competitor is rare in nature, as most species fall between the extremes of a continuum, exhibiting a blend of some opportunistic and some competitive characteristics. Bottom. If a pot has no bottom or has large openings in its sides, it could hardly be considered a container in any traditional sense. Biological. Biologist. Microbiologist. An offshoot of the biological approach called sociobiology suggests that aggression is natural and even desirable for people. Aquifer. This aquifer was named the Oglala Aquifer after the Oglala Sioux Indians, who once inhabited the region. Tone. A person conveys thoughts and ideas through choice of words, by a tone of voice that is pleasant or unpleasant, gentle or harsh, by the rhythm that is inherent within the language itself, and by speech rhythms that are flowing and regular or uneven and hesitant, and finally, by the pitch and melody of the utterance. Solar. Among the most ancient bodies in the solar system are the carbonaceous chondrites that also contain carbon compounds that might have been the precursors of life on Earth.